Out of interest, do you keep across Australian politics much at all? Is that on your radar?
I do, actually. Yeah, I do keep across Australian politics pretty frequently, actually, because it's, again, something where it seems to be never-ending levels of psychodrama going on in Australian politics, just like we have over here. So it's definitely always worth me keeping an eye on. I kind of want to steal Max Chandler-Mather and take him over to our Green Party, so...
Oh, you like Max. That's cool. Well, yeah, I would have thought that the major point of reference is the fact that your government is constantly trying to steal our horrific and cruel refugee policies and to try to wheel them out and do True. Your own little British version of them over there.
Yeah, we do have both parties essentially just harping on in terms of both. I would say just the entire political consensus of the mainstream parties in both sides of this discussion in Australia and in the UK essentially have all just accepted that asylum seekers are just unpersons now, which is great. Love it.
God, love to see it. Let's get a vibe check from you. The election is next week. July 4th is the big day. I guess, how are you feeling in this particular moment of time of recording about election day 2024?
I'd spent 14 long years. After 14 years of Conservative government, my entire adult life has been under a Conservative government. And I spent all of that time desperate, desperate for them to be gone. And now the Labour Party coming to power, and I literally feel nothing. I feel absolutely nothing because the policy is the same. The people in charge have the same beliefs and the same ideology. It's so depressing that... after waiting for this change for so long, change is now not going to come because of the how far the Labour Party have moved to the right in the wake of the One Nation Conservative bloc essentially being kicked out of the party by Boris Johnson to be fulfilled in terms of that sector of the electorate now by the Starmer Project. But what it has done, for me is it allowed me to let go of the Labour Party. It's done. It's over. They don't want me. I don't want them. So I joined the Greens sometime last year. Having flirted with them previously, always been, you know, close to them politically, but obviously our political system is first past the post rather than the two-party preferred voter system. So I don't have the luxury of being able to just put the Labour Party second and not worry, because so much of my life, you've had to support Labour or you're just letting Conservative politics be part of the political zeitgeist forever. But now I don't have to care because they're basically the same.
Well, I don't know how you can say that Keir Starmer isn't going to bring change. That's all he talks about, change. And he has a nice pamphlet that has change on it and his little face on it. And he's just talking about changing things. So I think you're very cynical, Helena, and you should lighten up.
If they have nothing will fundamentally in like invisible ink on top of every single one of them, I swear.
Jesus. All right, I want to get into all that. I want to get into the Greens in the UK and your politics and what we can or can't expect from a Starmer Labour government. But... let's have some fun. First of all, what have been the most batshit moments that have delighted you from the campaign thus far? Just from a distance, I could run through a few and let us know if any of these jump out at you.
Oh, my God.
This is a serious danger to Australia.